A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 17 through 29. Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that John was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When Herod heard John, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." The girl went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" Herodias replied, "The head of John the Baptist." Immediately the girl rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oath and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent the soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. The soldier went and beheaded John in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The executioner brought in the head of John the Baptist on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. I cannot imagine a more horrific scene. The girl, used by her own mother to act out her personal hatred for John. How dare he confront the king? How dare he disturb the queen with his righteous talk? Fear, power, hatred, deceit, manipulation, ambition, and blind obedience conspire to murder truth. Herodias actually believed that her status placed her beyond the reach of truth. She became obsessed with quieting the noise inside of her that disturbed the life she lived with her husband's brother. She actually thought she could silence truth by killing the prophet. However, having no real power of her own, she would have to wait for the perfect opportunity. Herod the king was caught in an elaborate web of power and illusion, much of his own making. As king, Herod was master over all. And yet he was enslaved by his own power and his own passions, always maintaining appearances, bolstering the royal reputation, living up to the expectations imposed on him by his own subjects, saving face at all costs. So, is there any good news here? Well, let's turn to a portion of this gospel and see what it reveals to us. Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that John was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When Herod heard John, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. While John's message disturbed Herod, it also greatly attracted him. In some way, Herod was actually haunted by what he knew inside of himself. And for a time, for a while at least, the power of that knowing moved Herod to protect John. Herod heard the truth inside, and even though out of fear, he responded to protect John against Herodias. The knowing, the attraction, the disturbance. Is this not the very nature of truth itself? It disturbs us at our core, and it draws us into the truth that lives within us. For we are attracted to truth in the same way we are attracted to the light. Truth is invincible. It finds us, or maybe it is that we find it or can find it, even in our darkest and most difficult moments. And clearly, that's good news. Moreover, we always have a choice. We get to choose truth or no truth. Clearly, we have the power, as did Herod and Herodias, to deny truth and to bury it. But denial only works for a time. Truth is eternal. It is a universal energy and a power that grows stronger each time a human being embraces truth and allows it to awaken within them the divine truth that created and sustains all of life. Now that's good news. We can choose to embrace truth. It will first disturb us. And if we allow it to awaken us, it will change our own hearts and bring the world in line with the divine heart. So the question for us today is, when truth comes knocking on your door, disturbing, attracting, haunting, inviting, what will you choose? The choice is yours, truth or not.